In the whirlwind of motherhood, finding moments of self-love and renewal can seem like an elusive dream. However, nestled within the demands of nursing lies a golden opportunity for personal rejuvenation. Breastfeeding breaks often seem as mere pauses in the day's hustle, but can be transformed into sacred moments of self-care and renewal. Whether it's savoring a warm cup of tea, indulging in a few pages of a beloved book, or simply closing your eyes and breathing deeply, these brief respites offer a chance to nourish both body and soul. By embracing self-love during nursing, mothers can cultivate a deeper sense of well-being and resilience, empowering themselves to navigate the beautiful chaos of motherhood with grace and vitality. Join me today to learn more. Whether you're considering pregnancy, an expectant parent who planned their pregnancy, had an uh-oh moment and found yourself unexpectedly expecting, or knee-deep in parenting, this podcast is here to support you every step of the way. Hello, I'm your host, Kimberly Myers, and welcome to For the Love of Parenting podcast, covering topics from pre-baby readiness, pregnancy, childbirth preparation, the exploration of breastfeeding, navigating early parenthood stages, and beyond. This podcast explores the joys, obstacles, and more, while providing guidance, insight, and relatable, honest conversation about the roller coaster journey of parenthood. Welcome to my podcast. I just recently had a prenatal consultation with a client, and we discussed how she could use breastfeeding and the time after breastfeeding her baby as break time. As I told this mom and other moms that I have supported with breastfeeding, that breastfeeding can be and should be a time of relaxation. Now, I know that breastfeeding can be challenging and stressful for some mothers, especially if they experience difficulties such as latching problems, pain, or have concerns about milk supply. Additionally, the demands of breastfeeding, including frequent feedings and interrupted sleep, can contribute to stress, especially in the early postpartum period, causing the relationship between breastfeeding and stress levels to vary greatly among mothers. But if breastfeeding is going well, meaning that there are no problems with latching, positioning, pain, concerns about milk supply or weight gain issues, why not capitalize on using breastfeeding as a break? Breastfeeding can have varying effects on stress levels for different women. And the act of breastfeeding can promote relaxation and a sense of connection with your baby due to the release of oxytocin, often referred to as the love hormone. This can help reduce stress and promote feelings of calmness and well-being. Given that information, you may be wondering, how can you make the most of the moment spent feeding your baby? Well, let me tell you. During breastfeeding, number one, bonding. Use breastfeeding as an opportunity to bond with your baby. Make eye contact, talk, sing, or engage in gentle touch during feedings to strengthen your connection. Number two, relaxation. Practice relaxation techniques such as deep breathing or mindfulness while breastfeeding to promote relaxation and reduce stress. Number three, self-care. Use breastfeeding sessions as a chance to take care of yourself. Keep water, healthy snacks, and reading materials nearby to nourish your body and mind while feeding your baby. And also, this is a great thing that dads, partners, or support persons can do. They can get that breastfeeding environment ready by getting your snack ready, as well as bringing you some water or keeping water handy so that you can do a lot of self-care while you're breastfeeding. Number four, education. Use breastfeeding time to educate yourself by reading a book or an article, listening to podcasts, or watching videos about breastfeeding, parenting, or other topics of interest. Number five, rest. Take advantage of breastfeeding sessions as opportunities to rest and recharge. Close your eyes or simply allow yourself to relax and unwind while you're breastfeeding. After breastfeeding, have dad, partner, support person, family member, or friend take your baby.
they can bond doing skin to skin, reading, or making baby comfortable before putting baby down for a nap. And during this time, you are free to do number one, self-care. Take a few moments for yourself after breastfeeding to engage in self-care activities such as stretching, deep breathing exercises, or simply enjoying a moment of quiet relaxation. Number two, journaling. Take time to regularly write down your thoughts, feelings, and experiences in a journal or diary. For moms, journaling can be a versatile and empowering practice that supports emotional well-being, personal growth, and meaningful connection with your baby. Whether it's through free-form writing, guided prompts, or creative expression, journaling can be a valuable companion on the journey of motherhood. Number three, connection. Spend quality time with dad or partner after breastfeeding. Use this time to catch up, share stories, or simply enjoy each other's company. Here's a tip. Have this person prepare a healthy snack or meal or even a cup of tea that you two can share together as a couple. Then sit back and relax and enjoy each other's company. Number four, nature walks. Spend time outdoors in nature, and this could simply be sitting in your backyard or on your front porch. Connecting with nature can reduce stress, boost your mood, and promote a sense of tranquility. And here's a tip. If you love or like photography and you feel up to it, before heading out, take a camera or a smartphone and go for a nature walk. Capturing the beauty of the outdoors through photography, paying attention to the details of nature, and capturing moments can be both relaxing and creatively fulfilling. Number five, be creative. Paint, draw, crochet, or even color in a coloring book. Art allows for self-expression and can be a therapeutic outlet for stress relief. Number six, listening to music. Listen to calming music or any music you enjoy listening to. Music can have a powerful effect on your mood and can help you relax and unwind. So now that I have provided several options, try one or all, but whatever activity you decide, do not overdo it. Remember, you are still recovering. But however you decide to capitalize on your breastfeeding time or break, remember, the goal is to relax, restore, reflect, and enjoy your break. I hope you found this podcast enjoyable today, as well as the information helpful. Thank you for joining. Remember, as parents, do your best. There are no perfect parents, but countless ways to be loving and supportive. Signing off from the Love of Parenting podcast. Until next time, take care.